And our guest this morning is Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Norman. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, and we're delighted to have you, especially in May, since that's the National Moving Month.
Now, that's right.
Combining with the Better Business Bureau, and why did y'all decide to do that, and what are y'all campaigning?
Well, basically, May is the start of the moving season, as most people like to move during the summer months and get things going during that time of year. So we felt this was a good time to try and get people to think about their plans, start working ahead, and do their research if they're going to be moving this summer. Just try and make sure that you check out the movers that you're going to use. Try and make sure you're using a professional mover, a pro mover. Work to identify what you're going to take with you, get some estimates from the movers, and make sure that you're prepared so that you have a good move happening this summer.
Now, what are some of the red flags to look for that would warn you about a company?
Well, if you have someone that doesn't want to come in and give you an estimate in your home, they think they can just do it over the phone, that's certainly a concern. If you have somebody that doesn't have a good reputation, you want to take a look at what people are saying about them and find out what some of your colleagues or friends or neighbors have experienced.
Now, where can you find movers who are committed to honest and ethical business practices?
Well, we've got some great information on our website, which is moving.org. You can find some tips there about how to find a good mover, as well as some lists of companies that we've certified as pro movers. We've done the legwork for you to make sure that these companies are reputable, honest businesses that will take care of your move and do a good job. So just go to the moving.org website to get more information about them and get some other tips and hints.
Now, you mentioned about complaints. Where's the best place to check to see if moving companies have complaints against them?
There's a complaint database on the federal website, which is protectyourmove.gov. That's a website operated by the federal government to get complaints about movers, and they also have some other good information. So you can look there. If you're moving locally within North Carolina, I think the state has some resources that you can look at as well.
What should you look for in a moving company?
It's good to have a mover that knows what they're doing. You want to have somebody that has a local facility near where you're located. You might even want to try and go check it out, make sure that it's a real address and not just a P.O. box or a mailbox drop location. You want to make sure they have a real facility with real equipment and that they're actually a legitimate company. And if they're near you, then that's a plus, as it makes it easier to check them out.
Now, a lot of people move themselves. When should you move yourself, and when should you hire a moving company to do the work?
Well, it depends on a lot of things in terms of how much you have that needs to be moved and how many friends you have that want to come help you out. But it's always good to try and get some estimates to see what the cost difference would be. You might find that it's not as expensive as you thought to use a professional mover.
How can you check a price to see if it's legit?
It's good. That's why we say it's good to get three estimates, and that way you can find out if other movers are charging a similar price. If you see one that's a lot lower than the others, then there's a good chance that they're not a legitimate mover, or maybe don't have a license, and maybe they'll try and jack the price up once they have all of your items. So it's good to get multiple estimates, and then you can compare with the other what other movers are charging.
How important is it to know your rights, and where can you find out about your moving rights?
You absolutely need to know what rights you have, and our website is a good place to start with, moving.org. We have consumer information there. It'll tell you about all your rights. You can also look at that federal website, which is protectyourmove.gov, if you're moving across state lines. And I think your local state of North Carolina has some pretty good regulations as well, so you might be able to find something there.
Now, you mentioned that a moving company might want to get more money once the move is done. What can you do if a moving company keeps your items and asks you for more money?
They're not allowed to do that if it's an interstate move. The federal government has some very clear and strict rules about increasing the price once your items have been loaded. So if that is happening, then you definitely want to complain at that Protect Your Move website. You can also complain at our website if it's one of our members, again, moving.org. But if they're not one of our members, you need to turn to the other authorities to help you out. But the rules are very clear that they're not allowed to increase the price once the items have been loaded.
Now, you mentioned it's not good to do it over the phone. How important is it to get everything in writing?
You absolutely want to have everything in writing so that it's clear what your charges are going to be and what the services are that the mover is going to provide. If you have them into your home, you can show them everything. It's a lot easier to get a clear estimate that encompasses everything that's going to be moved. Make sure that they didn't forget about the things in the basement or the attic or out in the back shed or pictures hanging on the wall. They also can get a sense of if there's any obstacles around the house, like if low-hanging tree branches or something that would impede the move. Those are the kinds of things that having someone actually at your home physically can really get a better sense of.
Where can you find out more information on moving?
Our moving.org website is really a great place to start. We've got lots of good tips to help you learn more about the moving process and research some professional pro movers that can help do your job. So that's a great place to start.
Thank you, Scott, for being our guest this morning. We hope that you'll come back again.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. Thank you.
That's Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. And a lot of people are moving right now. May is National Moving Month. It's now for car care tips. Occasionally.